We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Ayin Beis on Beis, and we are starting 8 lines from the top. The pasuk says, "Tziva Hashem li Yaakov, svivav tzaro." That Hashem commanded that Yaakov, which is the Yidden, always be surrounded by its enemies. One of the enemies, like Ammon and Moav, surround their Yisrael. Wherever they go, they'll have Ammon and Moav around them. Rav Yehuda Amak Goin, Homnyo lepum Nahira. Like Humna, we have before, the Rebbe said they were full of Amainim, and they surround the Pumnahara, which is full of Yidden. So you see this idea that always, at all times, the Yidden always surrounded by enemies. The Pasuk says by Yecheskel, Vayikim Voyi Uplatiyohu, he has an Avuah, and he sees Uplatiyohu Benoyo Mace, that Platiyohu died, Ve'epo Aponi Ve'ezek Kol Godol, Voma Oya Hashem Alekim. That he died. Now, why was he crying? Why was the Chesed crying? Tupshotim, Rav Shmuel, Chadam Ateva, he was crying that Platio died so young. But Chadam Alara, he was crying that Platio died a regular death. Because he held was a Rasha, he should have died a worse death. Like we'll see in the Gemara, we'll explain. Mandi Amateva, Kiha, the Istadandra de Meshon. Meshon was a place near Babel. So the ruler of Meshon, Chaste Nebuchadnezzar, he was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, and when Nebuchadnezzar captured Israel, Shalachle, he sent to Nebuchadnezzar, Mekuli Hai Shabbos Da'isloch, all the hostages you took, Loi Shadatucha the Koyle Kamon, he didn't send me any of them for Avodim. So Nebuchadnezzar listened. Boil Shulei Meshon, you want to send someone from the Eden as Eved. We're more chashuv. Let us stay here. Nekim kamach. We'll stay in front of you. Haha. Va'avdim, our avodim, kananim, we'll send over there. Neiz lasa, we'll send to Meshon. And he that kachava. So therefore, you see, Platio saved all these Yidden for not going to be avodim in Meshon. And that's why Becheskel heard that he died. He said, "Misha also tayva b'Yisrael yomos chatz yomav." Some of this shavik tayva should die b'chatz yomav. Man damal the ra, the one that's the ra. The chesed says in the pasuk, "But tavi oisi." This next devua Becheskel had, he wasn't there at Shul. He was in Bavel, but he had this devua. What was going on in the Beis Hamikdash? The chesed, "But tavi oisi el shar Beis Hashem." They brought me in my devua to shar Beis Hashem, to the door of the Beis Hamikdash. Hakad moini. Hapoyne Kadima, they're all the way to the eastern door. Vine bePesach Hashar at the door, Esrim veChamisha ish. There was 25 people. The Arab Besoychem as Yazni Abanez. First of all, I recognized two people there. I saw Yaznia ben Azur, and I also saw Ves Pilatio ben Minero. Shariam, I saw these two, and the Chesiv says in a different pasuk, but it's a pasuk actually earlier. By Yavi Oisel Chatz Beit Hashem, they brought me into the Azara, Haprimis, Vine Pesach Heichel Hashem, but the door of the Heichel, Bein the Ulam Velamazbeach, Kesef Chamishish, there was 25 men, Achareim al Heichel Hashem, their backs were towards the Heichel Hashem, Fneim Kedma, they were facing east. Now, we might as well Shneim Fneim Kedma, once you tell me they're facing east, they're standing on the, between the Ulam and the Heichel, and they're facing east, it means they're facing the Mizbeach Achitzin, they're facing the Shari Nikna, they're facing the other way. Any day, Shachareim Kapi Maravis, I know that the backs are towards the Heichel. It's if they're facing that way, they're back to the Heichel. Ma tam aloyim avachareim alhecha Hashem. Melamed, that they were doing a very disgusting thing. Shoyim ma'afriyim ma'atzman, they were uncovering themselves. U'matrizim ma'atzman klapi ma'ilo. And they were moitzi re'i klapi ma'ilo. V'koma novi, that's what they're doing. And the Gemara is assuming that the 25-ish, that says both times Esther Chishish, the first time it says that Pilatio was part of them, is here also. But Kama Navi, the Platio, this is a bad thing. We should also arise. Let's be sure. Yomas Amit Hasai, he should die a regular death. So that's the Machlaikas over here. If it's a Ra or a Taiva. Now you can ask me, how is it possible to say he's a Taiva? It says he was standing in. That's why I spoke out. It doesn't say clearly he was one of those 25 men. It sounds like it, but that's not a Furish. So Damadem will hold the Taiva. He was not one of those 25. He was 25 standing at the door of the Beis Hamikdash, but he wasn't the ones of Achareim Hecha Hashem. So the Gemara, the Stein the Shmuel, it's been a right that Shmuel is the one who holds the Amal Ra, which means Shmuel holds that Platio did not save Klal Yisrael from Avdus. Let's bring a right to that. He didn't save, he was the Amal Ra. The Amal Ra, because we have this Rav and Shmuel, we're not sure who's what. Let's say Shmuel is the Ra, why? The Amal Ra B'chiba, Avna Mashmuel, Mushchani Yarehik Goyle Yuchsin. First of all, he said Mushchani is like, is Miyuchis. And Meishon loy chashula is no chash loy mishum avdus loy mishum amzeris. We had before other man the Amahol's Meishon is amzeris, but he said no avdus no amzeris. Now if there's no avdus there, what do you mean? Platio sent avadim there, ever kanadim there. It must be he holds no. He never that never happened, and he's it's a ra. We just finish up the memra. Meishon loy chashula loy mishum avdus mishum amzeris el kahanim shahoyu ba like people like grushos. It was just kahanim were makbar and grushos. That was the psul of Meishon. So what do you see? That Shmuel is one of the Rav because there was no Avodim and Meishon. There were not. And Taka, they sent the Avodim Kananim to Meishon. I why not Choshesh for Avodim and Meishon? But Shmuel Atamed Omar, Hamafka Avdi Yotzel L'Cheiris. Fain Tzor get Shechur. Shmuel holds that if you Mafka Yeved, he goes to L'Cheiris, he don't even get Shechur. Shnemar, which means that even that here they had to give up the Avodim, so that was Yish, and that blives Hefker. Now, how do you know that you don't need to get Shechur? Shnemar, it says in the Pasuk called Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. It's called the Eved Ish. Now, why call Eved Ish? Eved Ish Layod Isha? A Isha can't own Eved? Ella, Eved Ish, or it's just Rabbi Allah of Kar Eved. Eved that's just Rabbi on him is called Eved. Eved Jail Rabbi, just love Ikar Eved. Eved does not have, there's just Rabbi, he does not have a master, he's not called an Eved. So you see here, this Shmuel's Raya, Mafka Avdi Yotzel Cheris.
Because
Shmuel, because
when that's
how what?
Who would have been freed?
The Eved Kananim? What do you mean? What do you mean would have been freed? They would have been, they definitely would have not been Avadim then. They would have been Israelim. They can't become Eved Kanani. The Nebuchadnezzar can't make an Eved Kanani. But those Eden, he just saved the Eden. Instead, he sent the Avadim Kananim. If Avadim Kananim went, then they have problem Yichas. If Platio would have gone and his friends, it wouldn't have been problem Yichas. They're Israelim. And Lugrat can't make them into Avadim, then I have a Kanani. Then Eved Kanani is a guy.
He's an
Eved
Kanani, and therefore.
No, if he would have sent the Avadim Kanani, then me and Meishon would have been full of Avadim. But he said there were no Avadim there. So it's a Raya, he holds that they never sent people. So what? So the Upshot is like this. Avadim sent Eved Kanani. But since they sent the Avadim, they were mafkir Avadim. When Platio sent his Eved, he gave up on the Eved. Platio sent his Eved, so he gave up on his Eved. Zotim Aravaita. This is going back to the whole idea that we said that Shar Arotzois are Isal Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Isal above, which means there's different levels in Yichus. And Bavel is the best, then goes Eretz Yisrael, then goes Shar Arotzois. But this is Rav Meir's Shita. All Arotzois are all the same, they're all equal, they're all Bechesis Kashers. The old chazaka that's kosher and can marry anyone from there. A meimah sharli Rav Huna ban Asa l'minsav issa mechuzei Isa. A meimah he let Rav Huna ban Asa marry a wife from Mechuza. And Mechuza was not part of the borders of Bavel, so it's like Shara Rotzis. Amalei Rav Ashi, my daitach, why are you allowing that? The one of Huda Mashmul Zudivir Ameir. Avacham Omerim Kol Rotzis Bechesis Kasher Emedes. It's because of this memra of Shmuel that said that Chum hold that all our rotzes are kosher. But by Rav Kahana lemasni achi, and by Rav Kahana's beis medrash, they don't say over shem memra. Or by Rav Papa also lemasni achi, or by Rav Zvid also lemasni achi. They don't have that memra and all these amarayim. I feel the achi lekivim neir. Still Rav Ashi, still a memra did not listen to Rav Ashi. Why? Mishum Shmuel leim Rav Zvid adai. He heard this from Rav Zvid adai. It's a different Rav Zvid than before. Than by Rav Zvid. He heard this memra that this whole din of Isa is only Rameya, but come hold all our rotzes are kosher. Tanu Rabbanu, learn to the Brisa. Mamzeri v'nesini term la'asher lavoi de Rabbi Yosi. Rashi says that la'asher lavoi hakaris baruch hu b'metar the mamzerim and the nesinim. The Rabbi Yosi, Rashi says, and we'll speak out this shayna momentarily. So the mamzerim and nesinim are tarim. The Rabbi Yosi, me'ayimer ain't tarim. No, they're not tar. Omali Rabbi Yosi, he says, "V'likvarnem." It says in the pasuk, "V'zrak delech emayim tayrim v'tahartem." I'm going to retire you. Hashem says that lasad lavi, I'm going to spritz on you water and I'm going to retire you. Omali Rameir, kushu oimer. The pasuk fears ois mekol tumusechem mekol gulechem v'loy mamzeris. It means from all your averis, from all your avodah zara, I'm going to be retire you, but not mamzeris. Omali Rabbi Yosi, kushu oimer v'tahar eschem hava oimer af mamzeris, also mamzeris. So chayk is if you retire from Zeris or not. So Marzal Bishra Rameyer, Hanuk Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Os Lovoi, that V'yoshav Mamzer Ba'ashdoid, that we're going to put the Mamzerim in Ashdod. El Rab Yosi, Mai V'yeshav Mamzer Ba'ashdoid, V'yoshav Mamzer Ba'ashdoid, what's the Pasuk talking about? There are no Mamzerim. So the Gemara comes to Targum Rav Yosef. They teach like this: a mamzer means someone who is not comfortable anywhere, not accepted anywhere. And until Oslavoi, Ashdod was not captured by Yehoshua, so really they weren't comfortable there. So the Targum Rav Yosef, Yosefim Beis Yisrael Rafsam Aaron, they're gonna sit in their land, Batuach, comfortable. They have a dummy bar, and you till now have a dummy on the Chram. You were like a Nachri there. So I have a machlekes here, Rami Rav Yosef. Mamzer means a nochri, someone who is not welcome here, someone who is not comfortable in that place. It's not his place, because then, but Oslavi will be your place. Om Rav Yudum Ashmo, Alok Rav Yaisi. Pasuk Rav Yaisi, that Mamzer will be Tahirim. Om Rav Yaisi, Vlav Dom Rav Yudum Ashmo, Alok Rav Yaisi. Not that Rav Yudum said, Vashem Shmo, that Alok Rav Yaisi, have a osiel yo, mapik minon, savarunin, savarunin, kolorin. If not for the Pasuk Rav Yaisi, La'asa Lava, El Yo would have came and take out these huge chunks of Klal Yisrael and separate them, because a lot of Mamzerim around. Now, what does this mean, Mamzeri v'nesini tahirim La'asa Lava? So the Machlokes Rishayim, the Ramban and the Ran. The Ran brings down the Ramban and argues, and he says different. The Ramban holds that even Mamzerim and Nesinim Gemurim will be tahar La'asa Lava. And one of the rayas are from the pasuk v'yoshev mamzer b'ashdod. The Gemara says it's good. What do you mean? It's mashem vade mamzerim. The vade mamzerim will be tahirim la'asa lavay. Ah, we have before the Eliyahu Hanavi will come and pick out and be merachik and makariv. He says that's talking about the psulei avodim and psulei kahuna. That has to be clear. But mamzerim will be tahir. That's what the Ramban says. The Ran argues very stark, and the Ran says, of course, a regular mamzer will not be tahir la'asa lavay. What it means is, if a mamzer intermarried into Klal Yisrael, and we have a full kibush nitma, la'asa lavay will make them tahirim legamri. That's what the Ran learned. So it's a big machlokes had to learn over it. It's a big difference. Lach Rav Yosi means what? And one of the rayas that the Ran is that it says, if not for Lach Rav Yosi, I would have took out these big chunks of Klal Yisrael. You know, there's not big chunks of real mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. Maybe mamzerim intermarried into families, and that's like a big chunks. But mamzerim not such a big chunk, so it was one of the rayas that mamzer means sofik mamzer. So it's a big machlokes. Rav Yosi means mamzer vaday or a mamzer sofik.